الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulih al-karim. Amma ba'd. Brothers and brothers, those who are sitting at the back, inshallah, kindly request you to come forward. Inshallah, try to fill in the gaps and make space for all those who will be coming a bit later on. Inshallah, let us try to fill in the gaps first in the precincts of the masjid. It is from the sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come early to the masjid and try to sit as close as possible to the minbar, inshallah. So brothers who are sitting right at the back are kindly requested to come forward and fill in the gaps, inshallah. And as was mentioned last week, once again a humble request to the brothers to kindly ensure that we are courteous enough and kind enough not to obstruct anybody to our parking and through other ways. Make sure that we are not a means of discomfort and inconvenience to anybody, inshallah. We say Jazakum Allah to Mufti Muhammad Hafiji Sahab. Damat Barakatuh. Sahab is from amongst the panel of Muftis serving in the Jamiat as well as teaching. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahab has done extensive work in the field of commerce, the field of business, in the field of transactions, zakat, alhamdulillah. And he has done various presentations across the country and many have benefited. Myself, I interact very regularly with him, alhamdulillah. And I have learned a lot and continue to learn from Mufti Sahab, inshallah. We say Jazakallah to Mufti Muhammad for taking out the time and coming to advise us. May Allah make it a means of benefit to one and all, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillah, astaghfiruhu wa astaghfiruhu wa a'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd, qala Allah ta'ala fi kitabihi al-mubin wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Most honorable ulama, hufaz of the Quran Kareem, and respected elders of the community, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As believers in this world, we hold that our existence is not solely about the hereafter, as many individuals portray through their conduct. In the very same way, we hold that our existence is not solely about this world, as many individuals portray through their conduct. Rather, it is our belief that our existence in this world is transitory, and our final abode is the hereafter. It is our duty to utilize this world in the best possible manner so that we do not compromise our life in the hereafter. We live in a world where there is relentless, incessant exposure to this world. Each one of us in our own way is exposed to this world relentlessly. And we run the risk of compromising our level of conviction in the hereafter whenever these concepts of the hereafter are talked about. If there's any experience that enhances our belief in the hereafter, it is the experience of being a victim of oppression, being a victim of a smear campaign or blackmail in the work context. It could be at home, a victim of oppression. It could be in the formal work and professional context. It could be at a community level. Being a victim of oppression in general enhances one's conviction in the hereafter. There will come a time, there will come a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take individuals to task. As painful as those particular experiences are in this world, it enhances one's conviction when an individual surrenders all forms of recourse of this world and places their entire reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the oppressor to task. This particular experience of oppression, my respected brothers, enhances our conviction in the hereafter. The question arises, my respected brothers, how do we live in this world in such a way that we enhance our experience of the hereafter? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in at least four places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to a weighty scale on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The individual whose scale is weighty on the day of Qiyamah, that individual is prosperous. And that individual has succeeded. The question arises, what do we do, my respected brothers, to lead our lives in this world in such a way that we live to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah and we enjoy having a weighty scale in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is fascinating to note and to learn that there are a select few actions referred to in the literature of hadith that we have exposure to and at our disposal. There are a handful of actions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to as actions which add weight to one's scale on the day of Qiyamah. So all our good deeds will be measured and we will be it for all our good deeds. But there are some actions which are more weighty than others. The first one being a simple praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A simple few words of praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh heavy and weighty on the scale of good deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's reported to have said something to this effect. Kalimatani, two phrases. Habibatani ila ar-Rahman. They are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that if an individual has to adopt these two simple phrases and recite them, bring them onto the tongue, that individual will become beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like in this world, if an individual has to learn about the secret of their beloved, the beloved says, I like this particular item, or I like this particular action of yours. You've got the golden key. In the very same way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us, kalimatani, two phrases, habibatani ila ar-Rahman, they are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khafifatani ala al-lisan, they are light, and they are immaterial on your tongue, but thaqilatani fil mizan, they are weighty on the scale of good deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those two words? What are those phrases? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhan. These two simple phrases, the sum total of what an individual is saying is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of every conceivable defect. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bearer of every conceivable noble trait, and that too to perfection. That is all an individual is saying. In the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kalimatani, two phrases. Ar-Rahman, they are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who recites these two phrases, that individual also becomes beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khafifatani ala al-lisan, they are immaterial and light on the tongue. But thaqilatani fil mizan, they are weighty on the scale of good deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing, the second action and practice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to is that of good character. In the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is reported to have said something to this effect, that ma min shay'in athqalu fil mizani inda Allahi min khuluqin hasani. There is nothing more superior and more weighty in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than good character. Now there exists a misconception when it comes to our understanding and perception of good character. We understand that good character is when the Islamic right of an individual is being violated, then you must just smile. This is our understanding of good character. Whereas we are taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, and Allama Mawardi explains that good character, when your Islamic right is being violated, manifests in two ways. Number one is qalil al-nufur. The individual is a bearer of good character if they do not get upset and phased too quickly. The individual is calm and collected under any given circumstance. This is the first characteristic of good character. And number one is tayyibul kalima. If the individual has to express themselves and try to seek justification and justice for their Islamic right being violated, then they do it with measure, with decorum, with respect, and most importantly, they do it with love. So, Allama Mawardi explains this, and he says that these are the two characteristics of good character. Number one is qalil al-nufur, the individual doesn't get fazed and upset too quickly. And tayyibul kalima, if the individual has to seek retribution, then they do it with measure, with decorum, with love and respect. This is what it means to be a bearer of good character. It is reported that Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala was a companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who could subscribe to the most superior form of conduct. Whatever it was, he could subscribe to the best and most superior form of conduct. And very few companions could compare and match the conduct of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. So, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had realized that this is the kind of personality type of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam summoned him. And there was a risk of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu undermining the conduct of other individuals. Since he was an individual who could subscribe to the most superior form of conduct, there was a risk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had detected that there was a risk of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu undermining the conduct of others. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam dispensed advice to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. And he said that good character is لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Don't undermine good character irrespective of shape and form. ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Even if it means you have to meet your brother with a smiling face, it is sufficient for good character. Just to meet your friend and meet your brother with a smiling face. Realizing that Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu was an individual who would subscribe to the most superior form of conduct, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised him that good character is, don't even undermine someone else's smile. It may be the best that that individual can do under their circumstances. Don't undermine anything of anyone else. It may be the best that someone else can offer. The third thing referred to by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as an action that adds weight to one's scale on the day of Qiyamah is prolonged silence. There's a paradox here. And this is precisely the challenge of our iman, my respected brothers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that khaslatani, two characteristics, akhaffu ala al-dhahr. If they have to be given a shape and form, they are light. If they were to be assume a material form, they are light on the back to carry them. But wa athqalu fil mizan, they are weighty on the scale of good deeds. Al-khuluqul hasan, good character number one, and number two, tulu samt. This is the paradox, my respected brothers, and this is precisely the challenge of our iman, my respected brothers. How will something like silence be measured on the day of Qiyamah and be weighty on the scale of good deeds? This is precisely why concepts of the hereafter, my respected brothers, as our relentless exposure to this world, we undermine our conviction in these concepts of the hereafter, my respected brothers. Nonetheless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that tulu samt, prolonged silence, will weigh heavy on the scale of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah, my respected brothers. And this is why, my respected brothers, it's important for us to realize the importance of seizing control over our thoughts. We often undermine the speed with which our thoughts progress and evolve. And as a result of not controlling our thoughts, my respected brothers, it results in conduct, in speech, which results in remorse and having a feeling beset with grief over what we've done when it's too late, my respected brothers. This is why they say that silence speaks where words can't. If speech were to be gold, my respected brothers, silence would be gold. If speech were to be silver, silence would be gold. For as we grow older, my respected brothers, as we encounter the realities of life, my respected brothers, we realize that in every moment when we misuse the tongue, when every moment when we misuse our hands, those were the times when we lived with regret and remorse, my respected brothers. We often undermine that in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is reported to have intrinsically linked our ability to remain silent to our iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The individual, the true Muslim, is the one from whom others is protected from the evil of his hands and the evil of his tongue. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that speech, prolonged silence, my respected brothers, tulus samt, is what will weigh heavy on the scale of good deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, to be an action that adds weight to one's scale of good deeds, is to be a teacher. Ibrahim Nakhai, the teacher of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah's teacher, says that on the day of Qiyamah, when the scale of good deeds will be resurrected, when mankind will be resurrected and the scale of good deeds will be erected for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take individuals to task, then an individual will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his scale of good deeds will not be sufficient to enter him into Jannatul Firdaus. And something akin to a large cloud will be brought and it will be placed on the pan of good deeds. His scale of good deeds will tip in favor of good deeds. And this individual will be granted entry into Jannah. And Malaika will inquire from the individual, do you know what has been placed on the pan of deeds to tip it in favor of good deeds? And he will say, I don't know. And other Malaika will advise that this was beneficial knowledge that you conveyed to someone else. That individual practiced on it and passed it on to others. Teaching, becoming a teacher, my respected brothers, is not about a profession. It's about the way in which you and I lead our lives, my respected brothers, where we lead every day of our lives with a motive of lighting the candles of others and conveying beneficial knowledge that we possess and bear to other individuals who can practice it. Each one of us, my respected brothers, has the capacity to be a teacher, a true teacher, in the true sense of the word, in our own capacity, in our own homes, in our own professional context. We have the capability to be a teacher and to be an individual who bears and conveys beneficial knowledge to others for them to practice on. So, my respected brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said something to this effect. إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ When an individual passes on, إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ All his actions cease to exist. إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ Besides three things. Number one is صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ a form of charity such as waqf that an individual gave purely for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is waladun salih, a good child that has been reared by a parent and that child carries out good deeds for the benefit of the parent. And number three is ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, knowledge that was conveyed to others and continues to be derived, a benefit continues to be derived from that knowledge. So each one of us, my respected brothers, teaching, as I said, is not a profession. It is about how you and I lead our lives each day, what we convey to our families, to our associates, to our friends, the kind of discussions we have, my respected brothers. Each one of us has the capacity to be a teacher. In conclusion, my respected brothers, the pursuit of being resurrected only to see a scale of good deeds, a weighty scale of good deeds, is not a destination. It is a journey, my respected brothers. We have to lead every day of our lives with at least any one of these four actions for a start. Number one is, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Number two is, to our very best, try and implement and exercise good character. Number three, practice silence more often, my respected brothers. And number four, as best as we can, try to convey beneficial knowledge. Whatever we know, walau aya, even if it is a verse of the Quran, even if it is a simple teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to convey it unto someone else who will practice it and convey it to others. It is a journey, not a destination, to be able to see a scale of good deeds, my respected brothers. And this is why, in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, something to this effect that innama al-a'malu bil khawatim, actions are judged by that very final moment. If that very final moment of leaving this world is compromised, irrespective of what preceded it, everything is lost. So if we try to lead our lives with these actions at least punctuating our day, my respected brothers, there's a better chance of that final moment being that moment which is engrossed in these four actions. And as a result, it justifies everything before that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire one and all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and the ability to practice on what has been heard and to convey it unto others. Wa akhiru ta'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا إلى الإيمان وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أرسل إلينا رسولا فعلمنا محكمات الإسلام والصراط المستقيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الحكيم الكريم وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين سبقوا إلى الدين القويم أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن أهم الأمور للمسلم تصحيح العقائد فإنها للدين عمائد فآمنوا بالله وهو تصديق بالقلب وإقرار باللسان بأنه لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في ذاته ولا في صفاته وهو المستجمع لجميع صفات الكمال والمنزه عن كل نقصان وزوال وله الأسماء الحسنى وبه ملكوت الدنيا والعقبى فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا فإنه أعظم ذنب عند الله كما روي عن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الذنب أعظم عند الله؟ قال أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك قلت إن ذلك لعظيم وصدقوا بمحمد عبده ورسوله وهو صادق في جميع ما جاء به من الأخبار والأحكام وأن القرآن كلام الله العزيز العلام وأن كلا من الكتب والرسل والملائكة حق أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا بارك الله القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين
خصوصا على أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الإمامين سيدنا الحسن والحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وعلى بنات النبي الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة سيدة النساء، وعلى عميه سيدنا حمزة والعباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وعلى الستة الباقية من العشرة المبشرة طلحة والزبير وعبد الرحمن بن عوف وسعد بن أبي وقاص وسعيد بن زيد وأبي عبيدة بن الجراح رضي الله تعالى عنهم، وعلى أزواج النبي المكرم، وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل؟ ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل؟ وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل، ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل، فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. اللهم ربنا لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالحا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Mm-hmm.